Peebles unwraps some dried kelp and drops the leaves into a tank.
We basically try and stimulate spore release by stressing out the plants. We dry them out, we put them in the dark, and that stimulates them to release their spores when they're reintroduced to seawater.
Next, she pours some fertilized water into the tank to encourage spore release. The ultimate goal is to grow the spores out enough to transfer them to one of the Blue Evolution sites, a process which Peebles says takes 6 to 8 weeks. Peebles carries the tank back to the cold room where Blue Evolution keeps the rest of the seeded tanks. Peebles says the room is set at the optimal grow temperature for kelp, about 50 degrees in the water. Each tank is full of what looks like brownish spools of thread, which isn't far from the truth. They're pipes wrapped in seeded string, and the string is darker or lighter depending on the growth. Peebles points out the labels on the corner of each tank.
You can see that the date that's listed is the date that they were seeded, so when they we put the spores into these tanks with the string wrapped around the pipes, those spores swim around for about 24 hours before they settle onto the pipes. From there, they grow into microscopic gametophytes, which will fertilize each other and grow into tiny little blades.
Peebles says some of the spores are growing better than others, although she's not sure why. The conditions are all the same, from the water to the fertilizer.
The more I learn about kelp, the more I realize we know nothing about kelp. We like to think that we know what we're doing with it and how it operates and behaves, but it always ends up surprising us.
She says Blue Evolution relies on the natural cycles of Alaska kelp and uses those plants to source the seed they use in their lab. Their pilot year was an especially warm one, and it turns out 2017 is on the chillier side in comparison.
Last year, we were in full operation in our hatchery by late August, and we are currently still producing seed. So we're going to be 2 to 3 months behind what we were last year. Whether or not that's behind schedule, we'll see.
She says the permitting process also delayed things, but the Onion Bay and Larsen Bay sites now have their paperwork in order and are ready for outplanting. She says the other two sites are in Women's Bay in Kodiak and one spot in the Ketchikan area. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla Deroche.